So what do you find most difficult, most challenging about speaking to powerful people? How do you handle it when you need to lead up? I faced that challenge right out of college. Right out of college, I was going to go on to work on some further education. But as I did that, I was going to be working back at the same university where I had just finished my college degree, which meant that suddenly I was going to be thrust into this environment where I would be now working alongside of some of the very people who had just previously been my professors, administrators, the college president, a number of big influencers in that environment. And I was used to being under them, and suddenly I was going to need to work alongside them and lead alongside them and lead up. And I gotta tell you, there were some times in those several years when, with a great big gulp, I would need to say something tough to somebody. Especially hard when somebody seemed very powerful, seemed like a really big influencer, and I would need to say something that I felt was important to say, or something that better aligned with real, genuine, solid, Christ-honoring values, or better aligned with what was good and true. There were times when something would come up and I'd scratch my head and say, it doesn't seem right, that doesn't seem true, and wow, that's challenging to do. Very challenging. Last week, we saw Daniel and his three friends serving in big influencer roles as exiles in Babylon. Babylon, in the court of King Nebuchadnezzar. We saw them leading with real resolve to obey God. We saw them praying on behalf of the king in tough situations. And we saw them wholeheartedly devoted, even willing to die, willing to take up their crosses and die in the fiery furnace if necessary. Just in the nick of time, we saw it at the tail end of the story last week, just in the nick of time, the ultimate influencer showed up. That mysterious fourth guy in the fire, a divine savior, yes, a prefigure of the Son of God to deliver them in the flames. And now today, Daniel's story continues. We move into Daniel chapters 4-6. So I invite you to join me there. Daniel chapter 4 this morning. And today's overarching takeaway goes like this. Even when everything seems chaotic, even when everything seems chaotic, keep trusting your ultimate influencer, King Jesus. Even when everything seems chaotic, and there's a lot of that right now, right? There's a lot of chaos right now. Every direction we turn, keep trusting your ultimate influencer, King Jesus. Humbly join his reconciling work. Keep trusting your ultimate influencer, King Jesus, and humbly join his reconciling work. As we explore each story clip, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, each one we're going to gain a fresh leader lesson. A fresh leader lesson. We're going to gain three leader lessons in the next few minutes together. Now, the book of Daniel spotlights again and again how God is in absolute control. God is still in absolute control, even when it doesn't feel or look like it. He's still in absolute control. And he will make things right for the faithful. Even if you can't see it yet, he will make things right for the faithful. Nothing humans might scheme can thwart his divine plans. Nothing. And there's a lot of scheming, right? Daniel's ancient name means God is judge. God is judge. In chapter 4, judgment comes upon King Nebuchadnezzar. This mighty king of Babylon dreamed of a massive, prosperous, protective tree. And the tree ends up cut down. And Daniel interprets the dream, sadly interprets the dream as applying to the king. 12 months later, King Nebi's dream was fulfilled. During a rooftop walk one day, surveying the glories of his kingdom, he looks out across the kingdom and sees its far-reaching span, and he immediately thinks, how great I am! Oh, how great I am! Look at all I accomplished! Oh, how mighty, how great I am! And as that arrogance filled his thoughts, he was toppled. He falls like that mighty tree. He loses his sanity, and he ends up out in the wild like a wild thing. He acts like an animal out there munching on grass. He goes bovine, and it's stunning what happens. Here's foundational leader lesson number one for influencers. Here it is. Genuine humility, kindness with those less fortunate leads to reconciling Christ-honoring influence. Genuine humility, showing kindness with, for, and with the less fortunate is essential for lasting, reconciling, Christ-honoring influence. Genuine humility. It's a concept that Jesus taught across his ministry. All across his ministry, he emphasized such posture supremely in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 through 7 in the Sermon on the Mount, as well as other pivotal lessons with the disciples. If you want to be truly great, Jesus said, learn to join the poor in spirit. Learn to enter in humble reconciling work. Serve the needy. Live out justice for those less fortunate. And as you serve there, as you meet people at their point of need, as you enter in right there humbly, doors open to share and proclaim the good news. Doors open to share the gospel, the message of forgiveness of sins, the message of new life in King Jesus. Prioritize serving the marginalized. Prioritize serving the marginalized. Jesus was all about that over and over and over again across the Gospels. All about that level of genuine humility. It's a concept, deep-rooted, core concept of a kingdom agenda, of kingdom values through King Jesus. Even when everything seems chaotic, keep trusting your ultimate influencer, Jesus, the true King, the lasting King, the forever King, and humbly join his reconciling work. By the way, Daniel tried to tell Nebuchadnezzar. Look at what he says when he interpreted the king's dream. Verse 27, Daniel 4:27. Therefore, your majesty, be pleased to accept my advice. Renounce your sins by doing what is right, and your wickedness, notice it, by being kind to the oppressed. It may be that then your prosperity will continue. By being kind to the oppressed. It is a huge kingdom value, this business of kindness, of living out the loving kindness of a loving royal God, Jesus himself. Kindness is supreme. Loving kindness like that to the oppressed. Daniel tried to tell Nebuchadnezzar. He tried. These were incredibly meaningful words. Meaningful words from an influencer. Now I want to invite you to watch this video. It was created by Christian leaders in the United Kingdom regarding the Brexit debate. Right? Now don't check out just because you hear him talking about Brexit. You can easily fill in our own current chaos in the U.S. Take a look. Watch this. Here's an influencer insight from Ed Stetzer. Stetzer says, idolatry of politics and political solutions is evident in the way many people respond to legitimate criticism of their candidate or their party. If you see your political party as never being wrong, there is a problem. Some Christians seem more interested in political loyalty than in love of neighbor. A bonus insight from Ed. Ed Stetzer says, here's the thing about social media. Getting into a fight with argumentative people online is like wrestling a pig. You both get dirty, but only the pig enjoys the mud. Instead of adding to the chaos, serious influencers constantly ask, how can I bless? How can I make a difference for others? Others who are hurting and troubled and swamped with heartache. It's why right now here at Manor Church, we're aiming to prioritize reconciling events. We're aiming to create opportunities like the Blessing Endeavor. If you missed it a couple weeks ago, I encourage you to grab one of these as you go out the door today. They're at the info station. And this is simply an opportunity for you to get in on it. You to get in on helping bridge someone's need with blessing funds, benevolent funds that are available here at Manor Church. And already we've seen some of this happening, and it's exciting, and it's joyous, and it's so meaningful. I encourage you to grab one of these and catch the scoop. And if you're joining in, gathering online today, there's a link available there on our website. We invite you, urge you to be in on the Blessing Endeavor. It's why we're tooling toward the holidays and thinking about themes of gratitude and thanksgiving and thinking about themes of reaching out in our community through Celebrate Columbia in creative and different ways. It's why we're talking about Trunk or Treat and in the upcoming set of days for young adults affected by special needs and disabilities, and we're excited to be in on that. It's why we're gathering this coming Friday night together, because these become opportunities for actually listening and actually conversing and seeking to be agents of blessing, reconcilers together. Great big breakthrough. A great big breakthrough comes in our lives personally when we choose to live with such an outward serve others orientation. Great big breakthroughs happen when we choose to live with that outward others orientation. To identify someone's need and meet it, to see a hurt and heal it, or do your part to enter in with others and join in trying to help heal it. Nebuchadnezzar did the opposite. He fanned the flames of chaos, and as a result, he came tumbling down like the big tree. An old Hebrew proverb says it this way: pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall. Better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. Ooh. Ooh, how we ought to soak up that truth right now. How we ought to soak up that kingdom value right now. Fortunately, marvelously, miraculously, the king was eventually restored. And listen to his declaration. Now note that this is from Nebuchadnezzar's mouth, chapter 4, verse 34. At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the powers of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" At the same time that my sanity was restored, Nebuchadnezzar says, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before. And then look at verse 37. Check this out. Verse 37, the summation. He says, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. Even when everything seems chaotic, keep trusting your ultimate influencer, King Jesus. Humbly join his reconciling work. I find myself more and more trying to ask. I urge you, ask yourself, am I living arrogant or humble? What about those influencers for whom you're trying to be an influencer? What about your candidates? Your own candidates. Can more be said of their bravado or their humility? Humility is essential, especially when everything seems in chaos. In Daniel chapter 5, it's another era. The next king, the ruler, his name is Belshazzar. There's a raucous party one night. Sacred objects that originally had been in the temple back in Jerusalem, and then when Jerusalem was ransacked, they brought these sacred objects from the temple. They were supposed to only be used in the temple. And Belshazzar says, as they're drinking and as they're feasting, oh, bring those Jerusalem objects, oh, yeah! And they bring them in, and they go partying big with these sacred relics. And sadly, history is repeating itself with kingly arrogance. And these actions actually join in with praise to the gods of silver and bronze and wood and stone. So it's not enough that they desecrate the objects. They actually start singing and praising the gods of these inanimate objects. It's blasphemous. It's idolatrous. It breaks the heart of the living God. And look what happens, almost like something out of a mysterious sci-fi movie. This hand appears, just a hand dangling in the air. And the hand goes to the wall, and this is the infamous hand writing on the wall scene. And it's judgment. It's judgment, and suddenly it tells us that the king's knees are knocking and he's shaking and everybody's quaking. I mean, when's the last time you saw just a hand appear, start writing on a wall? You'd be a little freaked out too, wouldn't you? The typical wise men and enchanters of the kingdom can't decipher it, so Daniel's brought in. Daniel, the ultimate of the wise men, and he gives Belshazzar a little history lesson about Nebuchadnezzar. You can see it in chapter 5, verses 20 to 24. He explains what happened to his predecessor, King Nebi. And then look what the writing on the wall means, verse 5:25. This is the inscription. Daniel says, this is the inscription that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, parsin. Here's what these words mean. Mene, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. And that very night, Babylon was overtaken, Belshazzar was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom. It's a massive reiteration of God's expectation for the hearts of influencers back in that day, all throughout history, and in our hearts today. Another big leader lesson, it goes like this. Stay humble, not cocky. Stay humble, not cocky. Don't assume you're exempt from God's principles and precepts. It's dangerous when any of us as influencers assume, hey, that doesn't apply to me. Hey, I get a pass on that. Stay humble, not cocky. We need responsive, holy fear, humble hearts in response to our Lord and King. Even when everything seems chaotic, keep trusting your ultimate influencer, King Jesus. Humbly join his reconciling work. With chapter 6, Daniel is now much older Daniel, very seasoned as an influencer in Babylon, and he's serving under Darius the Mede. And this one, chapter 6, is the famous Daniel in the Lion's Den story. But what's instructive is how it came about. Other influencers were jealous of Daniel's influence, and they set out to take him out. That was their aim. They convinced King Darius it would be cool to make a law that no one could pray to anyone other than the king for 30 days. Yeah. If you want to get in with the king, what are you going to do? Appeal to his ego, right? Kings are known for their big egos. And so, nobody can pray to anyone, any other thing other than you, O king, for 30 days. And if someone was caught doing so, they would be thrown into the den of ferocious lions. Now, why might this bring Daniel down? Well, they knew Daniel's track record when it came to devoted prayer to his Lord God. And sure enough, even in the face of this royal decree, look what happened. Daniel 6 and verse 10. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, what do? You go running? Do you go hide in the woods to pray? Did he close his window? He hide away? No, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem 3 times a day. He got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Just as he had done before. Just like his usual routine. Here's another leader lesson. Practice courageous consistency no matter what. Practice contagious consistency, courageous consistency, convincing consistency, Christ-honoring consistency, no matter what. You've probably got some life rhythms, some regular rhythms. Stick with those in times of chaos. It's easy when it seems like everything's coming loose and everything's breaking apart to want to run and hide or to abandon those sacred rhythms that have drawn you closer to Jesus and fueled your faith and led you on. Keep after it. Even when it seems like corrupt leaders will get their way, will have their say, will rue the day instead, stick with it. Be consistent. It's a lost art of faithfulness. Faithfulness in the face of adversity. Faithfulness in the face of adversity. Now is the right time to be faithful. Right now, keep throwing those windows open. Keep embracing those sacred rhythms. Be courageously, contagiously, convincingly, Christ-honoring, consistent, even when everything seems chaotic. Keep trusting your ultimate influencer, King Jesus. Humbly join his reconciling work. Those jealous leaders saw Daniel praying, so they went and did what they planned to do. They ran to the king. They tattled on him. They said, hey, look what he's doing. And King Darius respected and appreciated Daniel so much as an influencer in his kingdom. So he felt trapped in this situation. The law of the Medes and the Persians forbade rescinding a royal decree. And so hard as he tried, Darius could not figure a way out of this. And look at verses 15 and 16. So they went as a group to King Darius and said to him, "Remember, your majesty, that according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed." So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." And listen to verses 17 and 18. Daniel 6 and verse 17 says, "A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep." Now, like so many old stories in the old covenant scriptures, those of us living today in the new covenant, on this side of the new story, we can't help but be reminded of another influencer centuries later. Are you reminded of him? Another one who was unjustly buried in a cave with a stone rolled over the opening and a seal placed over it. Darius is deeply disturbed for Daniel, and catch verse 19. Daniel 6, verse 19, "At the first light of dawn, the king got up, hurry to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions? Daniel answered, may the king live forever.
Oh, he's alive!
Wow! My God sent his angel, Daniel says. And he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty. Such stunning, phenomenal deliverance. And see the king's response, verse 23. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Wow. The situation comes back to bite the conniving, jealous band of false accusers. Their scheme comes back on their own heads. They and their families end up devoured by the lions. And of course, we can't help but think of an echo. Hundreds of years later, on a certain day, at the first light of dawn, when the ultimate influencer, King Jesus, attended by angels, stepped out of the cave, stepped to the other side of the stone rolled away. And such ultimate deliverance, such salvation, such resurrection, such sweet deliverance, such an ultimate influencer. Why? So that we might trust him. So that we might in 2021, in days that are chaotic, in days that seem so dark and dismal and desperate and dastardly, that in days like this, we can keep trusting him. Days of chaos, we can trust Christ. Let's keep trusting him. Listen to Darius' words. King Darius' words. Remember, you heard King Nebi's words a few minutes ago, and you go, whoa, a big bad king said that? Listen to what this king says. Daniel 6 and verse 25. Then King Darius wrote to all the nations and peoples of every language in all the earth. Now listen to this gospel. Listen to this. May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Even when everything seems chaotic, keep trusting your ultimate influencer. He is King Jesus, your risen Lord. Humbly join his reconciling work. Are you doing more right now that's divisive, that's mud-flinging, or are you doing more that's loving and peaceful, the king's values, those things that are reconciling? Are you seeing a need and meeting it? Are you seeing and feeling a hurt and healing it? Let's determine this morning that we're going to live with such deep trust in King Jesus this week. I invite you to stand. The team's going to come back and lead us in a final couple songs together. We've got the opportunity to praise King Jesus. Let's stand to our feet. We praise you that you are a living God. All of the idols, they don't really matter at all. Not all, not at all. Thank you that you are a living God and that you call forth life and you call forth change. And right now, I ask you to help us respond to you, King Jesus. Join you in your reconciling work. Help us clothe our hearts in humility. Help us stop flinging mud and be much more about those holy rhythms, that work of reconciling. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Amen.